Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities. And most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here is your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. Can you believe it is December already? Like, I don't know where the time went, because the last time I looked, it was June. And it was warm. Of course, it's always warm here because this is sunny San Diego. So it really never gets cold. Although I think, I don't know if it's SeaWorld or the zoo that actually shreds up some ice and makes it look like it's snowing, because some of us just can't stand not to see some snow. But it is December. So welcome to December, you guys. And that means that we're going to start talking about things like Hanukkah and Christmas and Kwanzaa. I have to tell you, though, I was trying to line up a Kwanzaa show, and bless y'all hearts, nobody seems to be celebrating Kwanzaa anymore. So if somebody celebrates Kwanzaa, would you please write me at drsarahy@gmail.com, and I would love to interview you, but I can't get anybody that wants to talk about Kwanzaa. Darn.
But you tried.
Yeah, well, maybe it's really a big secret. I don't know.
No.
But I've been watching the Hallmark channels. Well, one of the reasons I watch the two Hallmark channels is because they're the only ones that don't have, like, every 30 seconds swearing, sex, or killing somebody. But it's the holiday season, and cotton picking, there's not even one Hanukkah movie on there. No Hanukkah Harry. No Hanukkah movies. I am protesting.
Our cultural demands change, and you know, whatever we're finding on the media is only representative of what we're looking for, you know, in the market. So we don't have a large Kwanzaa group here. Otherwise, we would have it more in the media, and wouldn't be so hard to find. But doesn't mean it's not existent. It just means it's not prevalent.
Well, I know they're out there somewhere, but they're sure not in my sphere of influence. But what I'm wondering is, where is Adam Sandler, and where's his Hanukkah Harry, so I can at least have one movie for me? Although, see, because I'm a Jew and I'm Jesus, I got half of it covered. But I want a Hanukkah movie. I mean, there's a few of us out there. So I don't know.
Well, there's been Hanukkah movies, but they've been by Adam Sandler, and he's kind of like the bad boy of Judaism. Although he's a lot of fun, and I like him.
But where did he go? Maybe he's just hiding out from the Hallmark channels. But I live on the Hallmark channels, because, like I said, nobody machine guns anybody on the Hallmark channels.
No, he's more on the comedy channels, or at least, you know, when I watched TV, he used to be. But he was funny. Yeah, he was on Saturday Night Live. It was a different humor set.
I think he's in Brooklyn Nine-Nine or something like that. They don't swear too much, kill anybody too much on that one either. But, I kind of live on the Hallmark channels, and it tends to be pretty sappy Christmas shows. But
sappy? So, don't they just make you feel good? No, not really. Not unless you're feeling the love, right?
But, you know, I had 40 years being just Jewish, and only, let's see, 30 years? Well, yeah, because I'm 70. 30 years being half and half, so it's we're almost about to break even here, you know. Speaking of that, you all, in case you wonder what that other voice is, this is my guest for today. And you've met her before, C.J. Villanueva, my angel of love and other good things. We're going to talk about her book about love. And
yes,
that's a good thing to talk about during the holiday season. Why we only talk about being nice to each other on Valentine's Day and around Christmas time. That's really crazy.
And that's what's really funny, is that most of the time when we're talking about love during those seasons, we're not actually talking about love, which is what I love. We really like to confuse ourselves.
What are we talking about besides presents? We like to get presents.
Say that again. You're cutting out on me.
We like to get presents. You know, when we say
love. Oh, yeah. Gifts, feel good stuff. And we like to give presents. And giving and getting isn't what love is either, but it sure is fun. So
yeah, but Zales and Hallmark think it is.
Well, you know, we keep buying that. Leonardo da Vinci has some really interesting quotes about marketing, and if anybody's interested in reading them, you know, he nailed us. You know, Leonardo da Vinci, way back when in Italy, he nailed us on our marketing today.
Kidding.
So I'm going to let you look that one up because I I'll bring it to the next show. But he has a very interesting quote on how we market things, and he cracks me up. He also has one on marriage, which I think is very telling. I'm coming up to my 25th wedding anniversary here in a few months, and that's why I'm writing a book on love. No, that's not why. But I think what he has to say about marriage is very interesting. He says,
really?
Marriage is like reaching into a bag of snakes expecting to pull out an eel.
Ew!
Which cracks me up because people go into the holidays with that same kind of attitude. We're like, we're going to get together. We're going to have a great time. Our family's going to come over. And just for one day, we're going to pretend to love each other. That just cracks me up.
That's interesting.
Do you think so? So
the thing with the Jews is we don't, Hanukkah has nothing to do with anything like Christmas. We just happen to have it around the same time, and it has nothing to do with, oh, happy, happy, joy, joy. Our holiday is because the bad guys came and trounced all of our temples, and they just mashed them to smithereens, and we have this eternal light that goes on all the time. And so they bashed all of our little bottles of oil. So the oil lamp that was left burning, there was only enough for like 8 hours worth of oil. Of light left. So they sent a runner to go get more oil. And they said, well, it ain't going to last long enough, but we'll let it burn until it burns out. Well, the guy was going to take 8 days to get there and back. And this little lamp, instead of lasting 8 hours, lasted 8 days. And that's why we light candles for 8 days. It has nothing to do with anything all that joyous and wonderful, and it has certainly nothing to do with getting gifts. But since the Christian kids get gifts, what the heck?
But wait, doesn't it have something to do with the love of God?
God made the miracle, otherwise the...
What? You tell me Hanukkah has something to do with love? Get out of here, girl. Well, next you tell me Christmas does too, and Family Day for the Jehovah's Witness does, and Kwanzaa does. Next thing you're going to be connecting all these holidays, and you're going to say their common denominator is love.
Well, wait.
A different way.
Jesus wasn't even born in December. He was born in like June or something, or July.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We just kind of make up stuff as we go along to fit what works for us. You know, I don't know. You'd have to ask Jesus. And the only time I met him is when I was going to die from the brain tumor. And he said, you know, you could stay here and do good stuff. And that's why I'm still here. But I forgot to ask him when his birthday was. You know, that was, like, not on my mind.
Look at that. You had the perfect opportunity. You're right there with the guy. You could have said, like, dude, clear some things up here, okay? But you didn't. God. But we love you anyways.
I was kind of too busy deciding I wanted to stay here instead of dying of that stupid brain tumor. We have one
really
more minute, and then
he wasn't
when we
hateful,
back, you kind of skated over why you're writing a book. So,
okay. So my latest project, the book is called Love Me Better, the how-to book on love. And I've decided that I want to see love treated better with more dignity and even taught as a legitimate subject in schools, because we just don't seem to grasp what love is and how it affects us. So from the preschool level to continuing education courses, universities,
because
work,
when we come back, I want to know better than what?
Better than we are.
Okay.
Look.
Okay. We're going to be right back, and then you can tell me.
Motivate your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
How are you doing in your life? Do you control your life, or does it control you? In our hectic, overconnected world, do you spend too much time feeling tired and wired? Tune in to Master Your Life with hosts Leah Mattinson and Dr. Howard Rankin for inspiration, insight, and intelligence on how to gain control of yourself and your life. Along with some inspirational and knowledgeable guests, Leah and Howard will give you the tools needed to help you on your journey. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with the Angel of Love. And don't tell Lonnie Love, because that's just her name. I've got the real angel here. So we're back with CJ Villanueva, and she's writing. We don't know how far it's finished yet, but we got the first dibs on her book, Love Me Better, and I want to know, better than what?
Well, Love Me Better is kind of a play on words, but it's not really a play. It's quite serious. You know, love affects us so deeply and in ways that we fail to acknowledge in our day-to-day lives. If we're in a relationship that seems to be doing good, we don't think about it. If we're not in a relationship, sometimes it's all we can think about. But Love Me Better transcends that. So by failing to acknowledge love in our day-to-day lives, that ignorance is really costly to us. The first chapter in my book discusses the enormous cost that we pay for being uneducated about healthy love and how to love better. Because when we love recklessly, we usually wind up with wrecks. We have all the best intentions, but no forethought really seems to be put into how we love and how we teach love. And one of the best examples I like to share is my grandmother. I had a very traumatic and traumatizing childhood, but every now and then I'd get bounced over to my grandma. My grandma was a wonderful, wonderful woman, very loving, and she could have loved me better. She couldn't have ever loved me more than she did, but she could have loved me better. So she used to try to help me through the trauma with things like little snack cakes. Do you know who Little Debbie is?
Okay.
Have you ever heard? Okay, well, that brat made me fat. Okay? So, listen, Little Debbie Snack Cakes likes to wrap them not individually, but two at a time, because they know if you open that wrapper, you're going to eat them both. So, if I would be upset, my grandma would try to soothe me and comfort me and show her love by giving me snack cakes. Well, I got really fat. What she was trying to do is show me love. What she was teaching me wasn't how to love or how to cope, you know, and how to be okay. It was teaching me how to redirect and you know, not handle things. So she could have loved
You're
me better.
A
she
Jew.
Could have loved me more.
You're telling a Jew. I mean, that's what we do.
It's okay. So in my book, one of the very first things that I want to do is separate what we do and what is. Okay, love is a noun. What we do is love, right? Then that is love as a verb. The problem that we run into with love is that we kind of try to smudge it. It's that gray area, you know, well, I love you. Well, what does that mean to love someone? We have this big gray area. We say, well, I love you. That should be enough. It is enough if it's love. Well, if you loved me, you would do X, Y, and Z for me. That's not love. You're asking me to emote love or to show you my love by doing things, but that does not equate love. So if we had an education on what love is, and we understood it as a noun, and then as a verb, we could separate through a lot of the problems that we have in this society and why it's so costly to us. And if you think it's not, I'm going to challenge you with why it is.
They're his last words, though. If you loved me, you would...
You would be. That's it. You would just be. You would be you, so I could be me. So, you know, we hear how you know, I said that by being uneducated with love, we face enormous costs in our day-to-day lives. What kind of costs do you think I'm talking about?
Well, other than marriages and divorces, I mean, just about anything.
Money. Cash. Cold, hard cash. How about that for a cost? So how about tax dollar monies? Does that have your attention? So, let me explain how not understanding what love is really does cost us. And I'm only going to give us a snapshot here. In my book, I go, of course, more in detail. How about with domestic situations? The police are called. The children are caught in the crossfire. Counseling has to happen. Emergency services have to happen. What about when somebody goes crazy because they couldn't love properly or they weren't loved correctly or whatever, and they wind up doing mass shootings in church? So you can't tell me that love doesn't affect us all, regardless of our own state of love in our relationships. I don't believe it, and it's very costly to us to ignore it.
Babies die if they aren't held and nurtured.
Absolutely true. That was actually in the research that I was doing for my book about love, right? World War II Germany, post-World War II Germany, they had a ton of orphans. Can you imagine? So they were doing some experiments to see how children developed with and without affection, with and without love, with and without the basics. And the results were astounding. I'm not missing Germany. Every country has doctors that has done things in the name of science, scientists. So
that is so mean. It's just this.
You're cutting out. Hold on.
that's just so mean to do something like that. But there's a whole thing called failure to nurture, and that's what it is.
Sure, they could have loved those kids better, right? But they were collecting data with what they had. They had too many kids, not enough people to hold them. What's that? How's that different from what we do today to the homeless people that we have in our own streets and the children that we see with them?
Man, that's true.
So Love Me Better is a book that really looks at love differently. It's not the same old thing. And I'm not here today to really try to push my book. It's not even finished yet. That's not the point. But the message is what I really want to get through to people. Understanding what love is helps us to understand how to love.
Yeah, so you're kind of like me. We're both in the middle of writing books. And it's not that I want people to buy my book because I want them to buy my book. I want them to know that if they're faced with a life-threatening illness and they would like to live, this is one way to do it without doctors killing them. So they can do that or not do that. I'm just putting it out there in the world because it's my life mission to do that. So they can do it or not do it. So we still are twins. Those of you who have not heard this before, CJ is, there's a movie out where a guy has a little person that looks like him and he calls him Mini-Me. CJ is my maxi-me. She's just exactly like me, but a foot taller. So me and I think alike. We do everything alike. And so unbeknownst to me, I'm writing a book. She's writing a book. We're both in the middle of our books. It's amazing. And we're putting them out there because we feel divinely inspired to do that. Would you put it that way?
I feel not only divinely inspired, I have a lot of friends, have always told me, you need to write a book, you need to write a book. And my excuse has always been, no, I'm busy, I'm working hospice. People are dying to see me. I have no time to write this book you speak of. No. Well, now I'm semi-retired. My hours are my own. And, my own, given that I have a family and the responsibilities that I do. But now I'm out of excuses. And the thing is, I'm still getting the same questions and same situations and same problems.
Yeah, it's kind of bad when you run out of the excuses. And then I finally met somebody who, bless his heart, is a mentor for people who write books. And when he hit, oh, geez, that was like the last excuse.
It's fun when they take them all away.
Yeah, well, right now I'm kind of at a standstill because some other things have happened. But cotton picking, I think it'll be, 1988 that I had the brain tumor. So when I hit that 30-year mark, I guess I better darn well write that book.
Threes are lucky. Three zeros are lucky. Something like that.
Three's a magical number. I don't know why, but... I promised the nurse that the night before the tumor was supposed to come out, if I survived the tumor, I would write the darn book. Now, if I don't write the darn book, I'm in big trouble. So
then it's time. I mean, look around us. We see what's hurting in America. We see we have an opioid crisis. We know people are taking drugs, making themselves death. We have huge suicide issues that are growing and taking our kids and our parents away from us and our friends. We have mass shootings. We have a homeless epidemic that's growing. That's not going to recede until we learn to love each other better, until we learn to care for each other in different ways or in better ways. But what we were doing, the program we were following before, leads to a different direction. And now that there's so many people in so much populations, it's, you know, the goal of love is not to reproduce and to have children go forth and multiply. We're outliving our resources. That's it. So we're looking at love differently than we ever have. And writing these books is getting the message, not just mine, but what you're writing too. The language is the same. No, I'm saying that different. The message is the same. The language is different. It's like all of the religious holidays, they all celebrate love. You know, and your show is all about empowerment and wellness.
You can love yourself and do good for the world. You don't necessarily have to find a mate. You know, you can spend a good life here and not necessarily mate that.
I would agree. So you get asked a lot of advice. I get asked a lot of advice. I gotta know, what is your best advice? I'll tell you what mine is. You tell me first. What is your best advice for people who are looking to get married or who are looking for their loved one or partner out there? They're like, oh, I gotta have a boyfriend, or oh, we're gonna get married. Somebody who's looking to get into that relationship. What is your best advice? You and Superman have been married for quite a while, so you must know something. I've been married coming up on 25 years. I know a thing or two.
I'm coming up on 50, but we've been together since 1964.
Yeah.
And I would have never guessed that. I think, well, I like to meditate, and I just sit there in the silence. And if something comes to me in the silence and says, this is the best thing that ever happened to you, and the silence told me that, then that's probably it. But if that said it, then I would believe it. If anybody else said it, or you know, dating said it, it would have to be the supreme golden silence that said, yeah, this is your soulmate. You have to do this. There's no other way I would accept it.
So you would advise people to tune in to hear their own golden silence?
The silence between the words, between the breaths, that's God, and I believe in Him. Not everybody does. But time to we'll have to explore that when we come back. I hear the magic music saying we'll be back in just a minute.
Your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Do you or somebody you love have a struggle with abuse? You don't need to be a slave to your abuse anymore. Listen for Beyond Abuse, Beyond Therapy, Beyond Anything with Dr. Lisa Cooney. Dr. Lisa overcame struggles in her own life. 2 decades of sexual, emotional, and physical abuse nearly took their toll. In her 20s, she turned her life around and set upon a path to help others. She can help you find the key to take control of your life, too. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with the Angel of Love. And I got to tell you, I was so busy with my eyes closed, psyching up my best advice that I missed the break cue. So we got my advice, but we didn't get CJ's. So CJ, give me your advice.
Okay, so I was talking with my friend Lainey from Relation Energies, and we were talking about this because, you know, it's a serious topic. We both have a lot of friends that are, you know, feeling the holiday blues and looking for love and going through it. And I have other friends that are about to get married and diving into that. So my best advice to people who are considering getting married or getting into relationships is really simple. Date yourself first. Marry yourself first if you can. And if the other person is good enough to steal you away from yourself, then they might be worth marrying. But what I really mean by that is just, you know, you need to know how to take care of yourself and what you need before you can commit yourself to a marriage or another relationship. So that's all.
You know what my mother said? She came stomping in. My sister lived in a condo right next to ours when I was still dating because she had bought it with insurance money from my sister's first husband. Bless his heart, was in the Air Force Reserve, and they crashed into a mountain during a fog, and he died. It was very sad. So she was dating a variety of guys, and she came stomping into the living room one day, and Clark was sitting there. We were dating, and Clark, you know, is Gentile. And so she said, better you should marry a Gentile than a Jewish jerk like the one she's dating. And so I said, matter of fact. And so that's kind of how we got around to my getting engaged to Clark.
So funny.
It's like one of these sitcoms. But yeah, you know, we dated for like 5 years, and he was Gentile, and, you know, I'm not, and anyway, you never know, but I didn't exactly date myself, but I'm not known for being unself-centered.
No, I think that you're very good. You're a very loving person. The important thing is if you're balanced and stable with yourself, you know, you're not spazzing out, you're not needy, then you're in a better position to be stable with other people or for other people. You know, and I'm not saying that that's the best way and only way to love, but I'm saying it's certainly the best way to be able to feel love, you know, and appreciate love is when you're not in need. When you're in need, sure, you appreciate the help, but then that love is tied to something. You know what I mean? So,
well, I was never needy. When you're like 38, 22, 38 in high school and have flaming red hair and don't have, a need for dates.
Yeah.
So that was not. Okay, so we got to get the angel
card.
The angel card of the week. So there's, if you guys that haven't listened before, I have this deck of wonderful cards, and it's got a stone on one side and an angel on the other. And I shuffle the deck and let the card pick us. And, of course, you know that CJ and I are redheads, and we're letting our engineer be an honorary redhead today so we can have a trifecta. And oddly enough, the stone that was picked is red jasper. And it says, so here are both of us trying to write these books that we've been trying to write forever. So the red jasper says, are you procrastinating? Take action and complete what you have planned. Speak up for yourself. Follow through and take the necessary steps to see your projects to fruition. Have confidence in your own ability and make things happen. Duh. Okay, and on the other side,
I feel affirmed.
This is brought to you by the Angel of Action. And here are my brain just went. The sayings that you say, what do you call those things? Affirmations. Boy, and I'm okay. Affirmations, okay. And I usually say three times because, like we said, three is a magic number. So, I am grounded and focused on the task at hand. I creatively complete the projects so I can enjoy and share the end result. I am motivated to accomplish all that needs to be done. Ha! And so while we're talking about motivating and accomplishing things, I promised you guys on my Facebook page an offer you could not refuse. And then I didn't offer it to you. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. It's December, the month of giving. And the offer is, I have about 9 different kinds of divination cards. So I have these, and I have some angel oracle cards and some all different kinds of oracle cards. If you would like a reading, I am a psychic medium also. If you would like a reading, anybody who would like one, either email me at drredsays@gmail.com or drsarahy@gmail.com or put it on the webpage or whatever you want to do. And all readings from now until the new year are $50. And I will do a reading for you. With whichever card, I will list the cards on my Dr. Red Says page. And you can pick whichever card deck you want. I even had a Halloween one. We did that for Halloween with my favorite witch. That was so much fun. So, I will do readings for you, past, present, and future. And you can ask a question, and we'll see what we can do with that. So, that's the offer you can't refuse. Okay, so now, back to the things that we usually do in this segment. One of them is, and this is CJ's favorite, I know. What makes you so mad that you see red? Now, both of us are already red. That you see red.
I see red.
That red does. And you blow smoke out your ears. And your face is red. You're not turning red, but you turn red. And it makes you look like Dr. Red. If you win the rant of the month, you get a red wig. And you weren't there that week, but once a month we have a meeting of the United Veterans Council. And mm-hmm. I went down there, awarded Tony the Vet his wig because he won the rant of the month. He is so cute. You have to look on the Dr. Red page and see Tony the Vet. He's adorable. He has this little gray beard.
Anthony LeBou?
Tony the Vet.
Yeah, Tony the Vet, Anthony LeBou. He runs the Arts for Veterans program there at Balboa, right?
Yeah. He's adorable. And he was such a good sport. And he put on a wig.
He did. So that's right.
On the steps.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he's so cute. So I put the wig on him. And Tony and I are standing there. Now he's an honorary Redhead Society member, and he gets to keep the wig for his acting projects.
So that's really impressive that you managed to get his beret off of him long enough to get that red wig on him. So I know that he must have had a really good one that he was ready to make the switch for.
He is adorable, and I keep threatening
him.
He is.
He's really a godsend. He's precious.
He's
funny. Oh.
His rant was good because San Diego has cut some of the funding for their art projects, and that's very sad.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. So, he works really hard to get you know, some good there for the vets. You have been tireless. I know that I met him through you the first time. You have been tireless in your efforts behind the scenes. I mean, people hear you on the radio, Dr. Ed, but they don't see what you do behind the scenes. Like, why do you need to be attending these United Veteran Councils? Well, it's because you work with vets all the time and you like to be in the know so you can help them and show them which way to go.
Yeah.
And these are things that people don't know about you. So I just want to mention that. I love you. Thank you that you do that for people. I think you're amazing.
Yeah. It's hard. People are still going to the So Brave Foundation site, and we closed the So Brave Foundation. It just didn't work out. But I work with a thing called AVCO, which is American Veterans Coalition.
Yes.
Really interesting group. We are still having free healings, and it is still the second Saturday of the month, and still in the same place at the Veterans Memorial Museum. So if anybody, any vets and their family that want to come be healed, are welcome to come. It's still from noon to four. So same work, same place. It's just now I'm doing it for the American Veterans Coalition. And the most adorable guy is still the head of, I know you came to the VA hospital. I'm still secretary of that group. The Veterans Mental Health Coalition. Mikhail
That's
is
cute.
Still chairman, and he's still trying to get rid of it because he still haven't been good to be chairman yet. He's still. So if you need help, come. And if you're a healer, come. Second Saturday. I think our next one is December. What is that?
December 34th.
Well, let's be 19th. 10th, 9th, would it be 9th?
The 3rd, the 4th?
Second Saturday would be the 9th.
Second Saturday is the 9th. That's coming up this Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Oh, my God. You're going to get busy, girl.
So
one thing that you didn't mention about
poor Clarky,
that I want to... Go ahead.
Yeah, the clinic is there.
Yeah.
We schlepped my massage table down there and the aromatherapy and the crystals and the... You name it, we got it all down there. Hypnotherapy, you name it, we got it. And so, CJ, if you're free, I'd love to have you come down. CJ is amazing.
I don't do the crystals and all of that and the Reiki and things, but this is one of the things that I want to tell people who like me, don't really do all of that stuff, right? What I really enjoy about your clinics is that you take the time to explain to people why, you know, why this is connected or how this is supposed to help or how this does work. And I really like that. That makes a difference when people who are skeptic come in and they're like, crystals, how are you going to heal me with that? Just give me a pill. No, don't take the pill. Don't take the pill.
You worked wonders with our last lady. You know who she is. And,
yeah.
And she still has been coming to things and got her house pretty much in order, and she's gotten some stuff done with her.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well done.
So
I really appreciate that. I think you do a pretty good clinic there. So what flips your wig this time?
I don't know. Do you have one?
Of course I do. I'm a redhead. I was born with
one. Okay. One minute. Get it all out in 1 minute.
Okay. Tell me when.
Now.
Okay. So this is what I don't like. This is what makes me flip my wig. People who say, I don't believe in love, or love sucks, or love hurts, or love isn't real, or love is a fairy tale, or Santa Claus is real, or the Easter Bunny lays eggs. I don't like the smoke screens that we put up and the lies that we tell each other and try to blame something as beautiful as love for our shortcomings. Love is beautiful. Love is meant to be cherished. So flip my wig. If you tell me you don't believe in love, I'm not going to believe it.
When we come back, you're going to have to tell us what we can do about that.
Okie dokie.
That sounds good. Easter Bunny, that would hurt.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
How do you define work? Is it that mundane Monday through Friday place that seems to be sucking a third of your life out of you? Or have you made it a place of personal fulfillment, achievement, and purpose? If you are looking to make your work life the latter, tune in to Working on Purpose with Elise Cortez. There are all kinds of inspiring work-life stories told by people who have made work something to look forward to every day. Working on Purpose can be heard every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Empowerment.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Hello, we're back with CJ, the angel of love. And we got to talk about this. First thing, she flabbergasted me right before the break, saying something about the Easter Bunny is laying chicken eggs.
I don't know. What is it? I don't get why we confuse so much stuff in life. Like Santa Claus, honey, a fat, overweight guy in a red suit is going to come down a chimney that we don't have. Don't be afraid when he comes to our house. He's going to leave you presents. And sometime in spring, the rabbits are going to start shooting colorful eggs out there. But don't be alarmed. It's love.
See, I don't know because I'm a Jew, so we didn't do that. But I'm with this nice Gentile guy, and we were sitting around at one Christmas party, and his brother he harassed the bejeebers out of me because I'm 70 years old. We have never had a Christmas tree. And he goes, how can you do that? I said, it's easy. I wake up in the morning. I breathe. I go to sleep at night. We did. We don't have Christmas trees. I'm sorry. You know,
we have dreidels, damn it. Dreidels. Get a top.
Well, seriously, yes. And I got to tell you, my Protestant law plays a game of full contact dreidel. It's dangerous with that girl. She will kill you.
This is why I hang out with Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red.
He's dangerous. And she's taught, he only has one child, but she has taught him to be dangerous, too. I mean, I just put out the stuff and then I leave. Because the gelt goes flying, and we have wooden dreidels because if you haven't, I used to have crystal ones. I keep them in the other room.
Dreidel. This is a celebration of love and light. Full contact dreidel playing now. Get all the family in.
Guys stomped down our temple. It wasn't exactly a peaceful thing to be celebrating anyway. But
well, you are a redhead, honey. It had to come from somewhere. I'm blaming daddy this week.
Jews are realists. I mean, all of our celebrations are about bad stuff. I mean, we don't exactly, you know, call me today. We don't exactly have fun Jewish, you know, here comes applause, here comes that, but no, we are not a fun group.
They're so fun. Come on, like some of my favorite comedians, the majority of them are Jewish.
Yeah, that's don't ask like the celebratory.
We'll start with Mel.
Think about it. If Jews didn't have misery to celebrate, there wouldn't be any Jewish comedians.
This is true. I was watching a comedy special about Jewish comedy, of all things. And one of the things that one of the comedians, who I can't think of at the moment, but very well-known comedian, said, his father, when he was young, used to make him see really bad stuff, like people really upset and angry and stuff, and he'd make him watch it until he could think of something funny to say about it. Oh my God, that's great training. Jewish people are hysterical. All they do is look at miserable, but they always manage to smile.
Seriously. I mean, thank you to my parents, because, I mean, they really, you know, I have material up the wazoo. Even going to visit them at their grave, you know, I went and took a little bottle of vodka to pour in my father's, you know, side of the grave, and my mother, I'm a psychic, I told you, my mother's going, yeah. What am I, chopped liver?
Rumpelstiltskin. I'm going to play next week, Mom.
They never miss a chance. And then I brought her something the next time, and she said, yeah, well, the chopped liver's nice, but I like chocolate better.
People are going to think you're a crazy woman putting crazy things on somebody's grave. I'll go with you. Don't worry.
Try to visit during off times, you know, but then for Jews, there's never really a good time, so it's okay. But honestly, I mean, the book that I'm writing, the entire book is one giant belly laugh. I mean, which is how I survived the cancer, because this cancer killed Teddy Kennedy, Bo Biden, and it's working on John, what's his face, the Arizona senator.
McCain,
yes. See, if you don't laugh at it, it'll kill you.
You know, Irma Bombeck used to be one of my favorite authors, but I have a feeling you're about to blow the doors right off of her. I hang out with you. I know what's in that head sometimes, and it's well worth the read.
They took out a big hunk of it, and so I think whatever's left in there, I don't know. Spider webs, I don't... I've always been this way. I turned in an assignment once in college, which was, oh my God, 1965, and the guy turned it back and gave me an F, and I said, why? Hey, and he said, you plagiarized Annie Mame. I said, I don't even know who Annie Mame is.
I do.
I didn't. I'm funny because, God, you know, I was born right after World War II, and my father kept traipsing all over the country, and many countries all over the world. I didn't have a fun time as a kid, so I just made up my own.
That's the best. You know, I came from a very weird and insane and kind of horrific background, but I wouldn't trade it. I know that sounds insane. Not only did I come through it very well, alarmingly well, surprisingly well, suspiciously well, not only did I come through it well, I came through it with my light still shining. So I'm able to look back and my family now, the ones who are still suffering through a lot of the things they've been put themselves through, you know, they look at me and go like, why is it so much better for you? It's like, because I laugh about it. Look, come here. I'll show you how. And then I show them the stupid things we do, and they're like, oh, my God, we're so dumb. I'm like, I know, right? Isn't it great? Now love me better.
This
quit doing
is why
that stupid
we are
stuff.
From another... I don't know if anyone else has ever made that up, but that's what I say. We're sisters from another mister.
We're sisters from another mister.
We have 3 minutes left, and so I want to thank you for coming and ask you if you want to come back before the year is over, because I got like two more dates.
Thank you.
Next week, it's going to be really interesting, because until I had my brain tumor, I really had not much interest in being that cozy with Jesus. But mm-hmm. I met him having had my brain tumor, and now I'm a Jew who works for Jesus. So there's a
card-reading Jew that works for Jesus, no less.
So now,
you're very varied.
There's a lovely temple in San Diego called Keliat Ariel, and so they're Messianic Jews. Now there's a guy, there's a veteran who insists that there is no such thing as Messianic Jews. So everybody in that temple, they don't exist.
But, I love it, visible people. I play with them too.
Their rabbi will come and visit us next Tuesday for the first day of Hanukkah. And mm-hmm. he's going to tell us what Messianic Jews do in Hanukkah, because I've never really known that. We're going to talk about
they
Hanukkah.
Do full and, contact dreidel. Didn't your daddy teach you full contact dreidel?
I don't know, but we'll find out what Messianic Jews do. I know what regular Jews do because they've been doing it for 70 years. And so we're going to talk about all forms. There was, you know, Orthodox, conservative, Reformed, and now Messianic. So there's four kinds of Jews, and we're going to talk about those. And I do want to thank you for coming and offer you
thank
a couple
you.
Of slots, the last two slots that are left in this year are the 19th and the 26th. Unless anybody wants to come talk about Kwanzaa. I'm sorry, my office is not on this.
Okay, if nobody wants to come and talk about that, then I want to come in and let's talk about love. And how to get people through the holidays or whatever else is hot topic.
That might be fun because you know the last Tuesday in the year might be a fun time to talk about love.
You know, but let's talk about it in fun ways, not just like, well, this is the beautiful. No, love is crazy, funny, weird, awful, horrible, terrible stuff the way we confused it. But it makes it really good fun stuff to talk about. You know, like
especially
Santa Claus being creepy in my house. But leave
especially
me presents.
Everybody's
okay.
Been excited and or disappointed. We need to tell them that absolutely it is okay to flip your wig. It is not okay to lose your mind.
Lose your mind.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.